Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is your girl, Jamie. There's an exciting news that I want to talk about because I'm in this part of this amazing show. It's called Pointing. I don't know if you guys watched it already, but we're having fun here. So it's like your favorite K-pop stars, K-pop idols are in a group and we just legit play games. And there's a Facebook page for Dive Studios. You can check out the episodes. All the episodes are on the Dive Studios page. So if you guys are interested in me and watching other idols play games, please enjoy the video for Pointing. See you then.
What would Jamie do?
So before we start up to JD, I'm gonna take my tea.
It tastes so strong.
Take the bag out.
Anyways, hello guys, this is your girl Dubdo JD. What would Jamie do? Back in it again with another episode with
Jelly.
Yuck. All right, Jelly. We have our email. Do you know our email?
No.
So our email is wwjd@thedivestudios. Do you know our number?
No.
We have +12093229953. Do you know that we have Instagram and Twitter?
No.
We have wwjd_podcast. And do you know what?
What?
You can rate us and review.
On?
iTunes.
Lit.
And also, we are so internationally prepared. Mm-hmm. We have a YouTube. Which isn't Dive Studios. Anyways, before we start this show, most of my fans will already know. But for the people who does not know you, need a little introduce for yourself.
Hi guys, I'm Jelly. I live in Korea. I go to Yonsei University, my fourth year. And I'm just here to help out.
Ooh, where can we find you, Jelly? Because I think you're cool.
You can find me on Instagram at…
Jelly's Instagram.
That's Jelly's
Instagram. All right. If you guys don't know how to spell, you better go to your…
Hagwon.
Yeah. You better go to Hagwon. 너도? 나도.
I hate that commercial.
Me too. Anyways, to start off with the first nickname, I will be… I'll be reading this.
Okay.
I think it's a like… one chapter of book.
Wong. That's Harry Potter.
But yes, we need details. So I think I see a lot of details here. Okay. So let's go. The first nickname is Paranoid Prophet. Okay. So this will all sound crazy, but I have this weird thing where I can sense certain things will happen before they do. Here are a few examples. Me. T. First, a year ago, I got a really bad headache one day and I just really… intense feeling that someone I knew was going to be in pain. I mentioned it to my brother offhand. Later that day, it was revealed my uncle's beloved dog died. Okay. Number two, right before anyone in the family or me gets sick, I get a feeling that we will. Very rarely am I wrong. Now my family asks me to report these vibes when I get them. LOL.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, I got the news that a close friend of my mother's son was really sick. A few hours before I received the news, I was eating lunch when a crane flew past the field behind my house and I randomly thought of that person. I had a strange feeling that something bad was going to happen to him. Literally, on the same day, I figured out that this person was sick. And only a few hours later, after that, he passed away. Oh my gosh. This is something that I couldn't read like myself.
Yeah, you have to like pass away.
I'm hesitant to call this a gift, but I am now very fearful of this particular feeling. Sometimes my vibes never turn into anything. Sometimes they do, and I regret that I didn't listen to them. If you were in my shoes, would you say all these experiences are just coincidence and that I should ignore the vibes, or would you listen to them more often? I mean, for me, I have this sense of feeling if not someone's gonna get hurt, but if someone's lying.
Mm.
So I'll be in a weird place, and then just something like slash. There's like a little slash of picture going in,
mm-hmm,
of that person, and then I found out that people lied, or that people did, mm, something wrong. But I kind of don't really believe in those senses,
mm-hmm,
because it's just, I don't know, it's a thing that you would think like a shin would do,
yeah,
you know, like a god or like a gifted person would do, but actually, for me personally, I don't really believe those kind of things. I think it's just a really… Just a big match of coincidence. And you kind of know it like in the deep down for you. Like you know that person's lying to you. So I think that's why it kind of… Like that's what happened for, mm-hmm, me. But for you, if someone's getting hurt all the time when you have bad senses… I think… I mean, I wouldn't believe it. But I would actually tell them to just like watch out. You know, like… if I, you know, like I had, mm-hmm, something feeling like maybe today you just want to stay home, or like tell them that, like, yeah, don't get hurt.
But it's like she doesn't know, or she or he doesn't know who it's gonna affect.
Mm.
This is the first one, she was like, or he was like, someone's gonna get hurt, but then like her uncle's dog died, so she didn't know it was a dog,
right?
A dog,
she was like, yo, dog, yo, doggy, doggy, diggy, dog.
I think she meant like, the uncle was feeling hurt because his dog died.
My dog. I'm sorry.
She didn't know it was a dog.
She didn't know it was a dog.
But I mean, if you have these vibes or like experiences like coming into you often,
mm-hmm,
I think you should just tell the person like when you feel it like strongly, like a specific person, like, mm, not just a feeling. Mm-hmm. You can't go around messaging everyone like, everyone, please be careful today. You know?
Yeah, that kind of
thing. But like, if I dreamt about Jelly getting like bitten by a mosquito that had disease, I would call and be like, don't go out.
Thank you. I call you too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you?
Like, stay home.
You're gonna be like, Jamie, go out.
But like, by the time I wake up, you're already outside.
Yeah, I'm like, but I'm out. It's like, you're like, come go again. Home, go home. Yeah, I would just be like a little like warning.
Yeah.
Do you guys believe in like psychics or mediums?
I do.
I believe in blood types.
That's very Korean of you.
Yeah.
I believe you blood types.
No, you go first.
I believe like there are things that align up in certain ways that make sense. Like I like not that like I try to put things together, but like if okay, so for me, how it happened, like when I was really young, I would have these kind of dreams where like I saw a person in my family or like someone that I knew was like going away. So like they would come to me, like they were like their face would appear and then they would say like bye.
Bye. Then they go away.
And then in like a couple of days after or even like the same day, like they would pass away.
Oh.
So I had that like since I was like really young up until maybe like my first year of middle school. And then because it kept happening, I would like try to change the faces in my dream. So I didn't know who it was. So the last person I remember it being is my godfather's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even like know him. I didn't know he was sick. I just knew it was him. Because sometimes I'll just see a face. And like when I see a picture later, I'm like, oh, like it was that person. But now
that's
like
so
it doesn't happen anymore. Cause like I've gotten so used to like changing the person's face in my dreams, like, but I don't get dreams like that anymore. Cause like I'm
saved. Oh, okay.
I'm saved.
You're a maid.
Yeah, I'm a maid.
You're a man.
Yeah, I'm a man.
Okay.
But yeah, so I can relate to this type of feeling that you're getting, like where you can like sense like okay, something's not gonna go over well with somebody else.
Mm.
But what you should do, what I think you should do, is just like talk more, like. Tell your family, like tell your friends, like just speak about it more. Like it doesn't, it's not 100%, like, you know, nothing's really 100%, but.
Still, you can just warn them, right?
Yeah.
So just like, just putting that to a side, in Korea, there's a lot of people who believe in blood types. Mm-hmm. So most of all my foreign friends doesn't know really their blood type at all. Like they don't even know their blood type. But in Korea, That's like one of the questions when you meet people and ask them in like the first place, like, what's your name? What's your age? What's your blood type? Mm-hmm. That's going to be like the third question in Korean. And there, I don't know, there's a lot like, they can be like R plus B or minus A or something like that. But in big options, there's B, A, AB, and O. Mm-hmm. And your parents kind of like combine and then you can get the exact blood type. And my blood type is B. Do you know your own blood type?
AB.
AB. So I believe in blood types because this is really, really like cool. Nearly all my best friends are AB. Angelina is AB.
Yeah.
You are AB. Umber is AB. Like, yeah. Everyone is AB. And throughout all the boyfriend that I've met or like I've been hanging out or I had a crush was AB or B. I don't get attracted to A or O's.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I kind of fight with O's.
I think I do too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's this particular thing. But I don't really believe in like specific details. Like A is one who's really like
introvert.
Introvert and very get hurts easily. Mm-hmm. Doesn't know how to hang out with a lot of people. B is like the one like who bitches around. Well, actually do. But AB is like the unique ones, the torai, like the crazy ones. And O is like all the friendly ones. But I don't really believe in those specific like all of them. But just for me, I have a lot of one or two blood types that's really close to me. And O and A are not really close. So I don't really have a lot of friends that's O and A.
Yeah. Wait, what are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Everything
B
makes
and
sense.
B matches really well, but B and AB matches really, really well in my friendship list.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that was the tea for Korean blood types. Let's go on to our second submission. It's a voicemail. I hope I can understand you.
Hey, Jamie. So I'm calling to ask your opinion on, you know, if a person has broken girl code. So
what?
Broken girl code.
Okay.
There's this girl who, her and I are the same sorority, which is an organization of college women who do things for our community, like, you know, teach kids different things, clean up our city, but we also like throw parties and do social things together. A girl in the same group as me, we like have a lot of the same common friends, but we like on our own, we don't really like want to hang out with one another. We don't hate each other. We don't want to hang out. So I have an ex-boyfriend who one day was texting me about like advice about like school and his career. He and I were not interested in getting back together. He just wanted advice. But in the middle of like him texting me, she texted me from his phone saying, hey, I'm his girlfriend now. Don't text him. Number one, I wanted to be like, chick, what? You need to…
She was not done. She said, number one…
Oh my God. Okay. Wait. I'm going to get so stressed. Can you see my face? I'm literally dying.
I need to see you in person so I can believe that this stupidity is actually happening in real life. Number two, I'm just like, this is so disrespectful. She claims not to understand why a person in my social circle, it is disrespectful for them to date an ex-boyfriend of mine. I just want to know, like, do you agree with this? Like, if you are a person who, like, you're not close with someone in your friend group, but they are a part of, you have a lot of mutual friends, does that make it okay that they can date your ex-boyfriend?
Okay, girl, I know you're mad. So we all think as our group, right?
Yeah.
Like, because our group is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
So… just think that you dated someone and they're dating another person in the group but they're not really close with. I personally disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah. I couldn't say, no, you can't. You know, because for me, to be honest, like really honest, when if you're in a situation with feelings, you cannot control.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you know that it's not, it cannot happen or it doesn't have to happen, but mm-hmm. you can't control if it's if the feelings are involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't say no. You can. You guys cannot date. You guys cannot. How can you? I cannot do that. But personally, I would disagree on those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, it won't go long. Yeah.
Wait, what won't?
The relationship won't go long.
Oh, okay, okay.
Those kind of relationships
mm-hmm.
doesn't really go long, of what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know it's not a really good decision to make.
Yeah.
Especially all the people are gonna like judge a lot.
Yeah.
In those relationships. Not even you, but…
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so for girl code… This is for all the ladies in the room and at home.
All the ladies. All the ladies.
Okay, so girl code is just a code amongst all women… Or is it like, I have a group of friends like, and we're all like girls, and like this is our girl code. Is it like, does it work like that, or is it like just applied to like, oh, that's another female, like that's another woman, like?
But you know what? Like, our group doesn't have a girl code. We don't like, really. Yeah, we no one. Oh.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, no one in our group is like dating someone's ex, that I know of.
Right.
No.
Oh, so in this girl code means like, 여자들끼리 하면 안 되는 거?
Yeah.
Well. I think American slang, like when they say girl code or bro code,
yeah.
it's kind of like the unspoken rule.
Yeah.
It's like we don't have to, we shouldn't have to say, you just know you shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have that in Korea.
It's kind of like, you, I shouldn't have to say, don't date my ex-boyfriend or, mm-hmm. you know,
you should just not do it.
That's mm-hmm. why I think mostly Americans say girl code or bro
code. But to be honest, in Korea, they don't have girl code because…
It just doesn't really happen that
they
much.
They don't… Yeah, that, no. What do
you I mean, like, if they're… if listen.
What do you mean?
If they're real friends… But like she said, like, these two girls aren't close. Like, they're in the same
but
circle.
But still, that the other girl knows that she dated the ex, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's really, like, confusing for me because, one, I understand, like… Her relationship with her ex, like, it sounds pretty nice. Like, they call it, like, they text each other, like, I need some advice, like, they'll help out. And they have no feelings for each other. But he might have feelings for that girl.
Mm.
So, for, like, would it be right for you to be like, I can't… If she's… I feel like if she's kind of upset, that means she kind of still has feeling, a little bit of feelings for him. Which I think is, like,
but actually,
okay to
I
say.
Was in your situation. I was exactly in the girl's situation.
What did you do?
So, we were in a group,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't close to a girl, but she dated my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really happy because he was a douche and she was a douche. So I was like, oh, 끼리끼리 잘 만났다.
Two douches, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, like, dustbin meets dustbin.
Mm.
I don't know how you say that in English. It kind of sounds harsh right now, but people meet exactly the same person that you are. So he was not in a really good memory for me
because
mm-hmm. he kind of cheated.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, oh, she's like exactly the same as him. So I'm like, bravo. And I was like, and everyone was kind of like making me that. Like, they wouldn't tell me. They were like, shh, don't tell Jimin. But I kind of found out.
Mm.
And I was like, please, like, don't worry. Like, please don't worry. I'm so happy for them. Because
they
cannot ruin other people's life. They just have to meet
ruin
each other.
But what if you're like this girl who has a good relationship with her ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And are friends.
I mean, 솔직히 말해서, to be honest, you cannot be in a good relationship with your ex if he does not respect you like this. He's literally dating a girl in a group of yours.
But
do you
does
think?
He know?
He would,
but
right?
Like, if they're not close, then that means like she wouldn't really talk. I mean, unless she's talking like trash about her, then he might know. But I feel like if she was talking trash to him, then he wouldn't be texting her like, oh, I need your help. I need your advice.
Well, speak on this. Because in the message, right? She says that the girl the new girlfriend took his phone and said, "Stop texting my boyfriend." So they all have to know that who each other are to each other at that point, right?
So the new girlfriend's kind of like 불편해 about this ex.
No, like it's the this other girl sounds like a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. But she is really like 맨날 신경 써 about the ex, about the girl who sent it the voicemail. She's like, oh, they're gonna be paranoid and stuff, and they're gonna break up. Like, so
you're saying that basically that girl who took the phone, she's being paranoid about and insecure about the girl.
So I told you that's why it's not gonna last long, because every move the boy is gonna make. It's gonna make her like suspicious and everything.
Yeah.
And go cuckoo. So, girl, thank you for the message. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But if your ex boyfriend respects you in the way, he wouldn't have made the choice, to be honest, like this. But as I always said in the first place, if it comes to feelings, you cannot control. To be like, if you can control, it's not like you're not overly in the situation, but for him, I think, and for her, they're not really controlling or thinking of the relationship with others, but only for themselves. So
to wrap it up, though, the girl who sent in the voicemail, does she have the right to be mad about this situation, or should she just move on?
Yeah, because it said she said that they're not. Not only do are they not close, but they don't want to hang out with each other. So that means that they don't really like one another. Which is weird for me because all their friends are the same. So, and normally like people who are in the same group.
I think I'll be really mad.
I think… I mean she has the right to be mad.
Except the guy that I called him a douche. Like except the guy that like talked as him as like a bad person. If he was not a bad person for me, then I think I'll be mad. And really upset also at the same time. So it's not wrong for you to be mad, even though you're done and even though you don't want to be in a relationship. But yeah. So I hope that works out for you. Don't get into a fight.
I mean, it sounds like she was about to.
She was like, where's my fighting, monkey spanner?
I don't condemn fighting, but if you got to do what you got to do, you got to do what you got to do. Okay, I'll lend you one of these so you don't…
All right, in the middle split talk, we have celebrity advice. Jelly, would you like to read it out?
Let's go, because I really love this person. Okay, so there's been talk on social media about Billie Eilish saying out loud, "Please don't be me," when she won her fourth Grammy during the award ceremony. People were upset that she felt like she had to downplay her own success as a young woman because of haters. And apparently, people still got mad at her winning over their favorite artist anyway.
Wow.
Would you have handled the situation in Billie's shoes? Oh, how would you handle the situation in Billie's shoes? Especially if you were… There were a lot of fans for a different artist who were disappointed their favorite artist didn't win and were saying hate about you. And were saying hate about you. Yes. Would you address it at all?
So what do you mean as by please don't be me as like 따라하지 마라 or…
No.
So basically…
She was just like, please don't be me.
So there's a video, you know, like when they're saying who the nominees are and the winner is, they have the camera on her face. You literally see her like begging in front of the camera, please don't be me. I don't want to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think I know.
And like, then who she it won. Was
that she won against.
And then she won. Yeah. Yeah. Because I think the award was for best album of the year.
Oh, so she didn't want to get hate. That's why
for
she
winning,
said it.
For winning, because other people who wanted their favorite artist who wasn't her, they wanted them to win, but because they didn't, they got angry at her.
Also, she said, like, please don't be me.
Because I don't want to get that hate.
Oh, I thought it was like, oh my, I thought she was being sarcastic.
No, she was,
I thought she was
meant
like,
it.
Please don't be me. Like, something like that. Oh,
okay, okay. Aww. I get it now.
That's so sad.
That
isn't
is,
it?
I mean, yeah, because she already knows what's going to happen. And it happens every year. It happened with like Alicia Cara too. Like,
I'm sorry if I am interested. I'm not listening. I'm indifferent.
You blacked out.
Yeah. I just literally want to go to sleep.
But I mean, Billie is very successful. She's very creative. She's very… I think she deserves all the awards that she got at the Grammys or in just her career. But like, I understand why she did what she did, because one, she is pretty young. So like, in thinking, like she's on social media, like as like not just a famous person, but as like herself. And it's like you pay attention to it a lot, especially if you're younger. She just turned 18. Like, you pay attention to a lot of hate.
She turned 18. What am I doing with my life right now? I'm 24.
In Korea, listen.
Okay.
You're 22.
Still.
But yeah, what would you do?
I feel really bad. If I was in a shoe, I would really get a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. Because getting a trophy or getting a nominee is like a really happy thing, right?
It's very good.
But she can't be happy because she's worried about what people would bash on her later.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, of course everyone has their favorite artist.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their own taste. They can say, oh, she's better than that. Or this person has to get the nominee. Why did she? I know that there's a lot of opinions going around. But still, there's a result. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who loved her. That's why she received her trophy. So, I just really want to put it out there. If someone is having… like getting something that they have to achieve. Mm-hmm. Or they were working hard for the result. Why can't you just be happy for them? You know what I mean? Even though you're sad, just keep that to yourself and clap for the person who won. Yeah. You know, everything because you like it cannot be the answer for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, it happened for me also when I was in my audition program. There were a lot of fans for other people, right? Because there were a lot of people. And when it came to me and Hayeon-ni, I also had the pressure that a lot of people wouldn't be happy when I win because Hayeon-ni has a really unique voice and she has a lot of fans that it's like a very, what do you say, like a core fan?
Mm-hmm. Like hardcore.
Like a hardcore fan. So particularly her voice, if someone likes her, they're like all the way into her. And I'm kind of more like a very open fandom. So like mothers would like me, like babies would like me. I don't really have like a really stubborn fan. So I kind of knew that I would get all the pressure when I win. And if I get nominated for the first place, I wasn't happy too. I was kind of worried at the same place because I didn't want them to be angry at me. But as I'm saying, you also have to be happy for what the result is. And actually, Hayeon-ni was really happy, like really, happy for me. So other artists that you've been rooting for might be happy for Billy. Yeah. So don't be bashing and hating. Come on, love, peace. It's what we have to start with. Spread 2020. Love. Spread love. Strit. Yeah.
The only thing I would add is that I can understand why she would say, please don't be me. And the fact that the Grammys, I believe, is an award ceremony that like fans don't vote.
Oh.
It's like an academy that votes for them, I believe, right? So she could be saying that, and whoever didn't win, like the academy was being unfair against certain artists. Every year, like there's like talk about the Grammys being unfair to certain artists, especially like artists of color. So like I could see where she would be like, please don't be me. So like maybe she was wanting someone else to win that maybe she was a fan of. I can see that way too.
Yeah,
but
true,
I agree.
True,
like
true.
Everyone should be happy for like all artists. I believe like there's no hate, especially in like the
music
setting.
Industry and stuff. Yeah,
like a lot of fans create a lot of the buzz saying, "Oh, like, she doesn't like her." Like they don't like each other. But in reality, I think a lot of artists are actually pretty chill.
They
one
are.
Another. So to see another one succeed, but like.
Because they have a lot of respect for each other.
Yeah.
I mean, music industries are much better than you think.
Mm.
Like, they root for each other. Because they win every time doesn't mean that they hate… Mm-hmm. Like someone hates them forever. Like, they could be best friends.
Yeah.
But I heard that… Like, this is a side note. I heard that Ariana didn't get anything. Is it right?
Which is weird because I thought they would tell you before. Wait, true.
No, but does that make sense? She got Thank You Next album. She got 7 Rings. She got…
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But maybe that's why Billy was like, please don't be me. Like, let it be.
Oh. Okay.
Like, you know, because they're really good friends.
Right.
So I can understand, like, if I was, like, a really popular artist and my friend was also a really popular artist, I would really, like… I feel like the two of us really want each other to, like, win.
True.
So.
But I would want…
Yeah.
I would, like, inside
she got,
deeply.
She got so… Like, I think that her and her brother combined got 10.
Oh, my gosh.
I think.
Wow.
Like, they did a really good job. I'm really…
All right. Summer advice was that… we have another one called Nickname for Canadian Boy, which is Eric and Jacob. Shout out. I actually am going to Canada next week and I'm so excited. Hey Jamie, I recently met this Canadian boy on Bumble. What's Bumble?
It's like a friend. Oh, it could be both. It's an app, like kind of like Tinder, but female, like women can message. Women have to message you first.
Woman has to message you first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or it like goes away.
Okay. Really hit it off and have gone on multiple dates in the past few weeks. He's studying in my city. Not too long ago, though, he sat me down and asked me serious questions. He asked me if I would possibly be willing to relocate to Canada with him. He's moving back to Canada later this year and wanted to see if the relationship was serious enough that I would consider it. I told him I was willing to go with him. However, a part of me still is a little scared. What would you do in my situation?
You better be in love, girl. You better be in love.
First, I would not.
That's it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I mean, okay. So she lives in…
She lives somewhere.
She lives somewhere. But she's not in Canada. Mm-hmm. But he said, let's go to Canada together.
Like, they're going to live together.
But I don't know. How old is she? No, because like if you're settled down for something, for a job or something, and mm-hmm. you need to give it up, of course I would not go. Mm-hmm. But if you can find your job in Canada and also like have, you know, that much money that you can spend on yourself mm-hmm. while you're with him, I don't know. Like, do you think he is the one?
She's probably either university age or right out of university.
Yeah, that's what it. Yeah.
Then how can she go to Canada just because?
Him. Maybe she like…
Him? Does that work?
I mean, like… He hit it right now. He hit it right and now she's like, I'm trying to get to Canada. I think if it fits, then it fits. Like if you know, then you know. Like you have to know yourself. You have to know like the situation that you're in. Like you can't just up and leave somewhere and like… Well, for me personally, I couldn't up and leave and go somewhere if my family wasn't straight. You know? Mm-hmm. Like if my family's okay and like we talk it… And then I'm like, they're like, you know what? You got to do what you got to do. Then I would probably go. But if things weren't right… And like she's even said like the part of her is a little scared. Which I think is okay. But if like… If you're scared about a really specific part of your life… Then you should probably keep thinking.
First, my answer is no. I'm not going to go. I'm kind of straightforward.
Okay.
I have the answer in my mind. I would not go. Because… He said he wanted to see if the relationship was serious enough that you would go. It means that he's kind of testing you. I don't know. I think I would get it that way. Okay. Why do you have to be the one who would leave for him? Why can't he be the one coming? Because he's actually studying in your city, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, if the relationship cannot be deeper enough because you didn't go, that's the end. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't test it out like that. And… To be honest, I'm a kind of person who thinks my job is more like in the top corner before love. Mm-hmm. So my first priority is work and then it's him. Mm-hmm. So I would not give up on everything that I do in my city just because for one love and he wants to check it out if the mm-hmm. situation's going to go. But you actually also told him that you were willing to go with him. But in the part of you, if you're kind of having… All little like, I don't know. Don't.
Yeah.
You're not. 확신이 없는 상태. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you want to go. So no, I would not go. And I would do a long distance and try it out like that. You don't have to go to Canada because for love, honey. Mm.
Plus it would suck to break up in Canada. And you had to go all the way back home.
Yeah, you're like, the only thing I have is maple syrup. Because I want maple syrup when I go back to Canada. Leo,
you have to bring some back.
Yeah. Anyways, yes, I would not go. And yeah. If he wants to break up with you because you don't want to go to Canada, then break up.
Yeah, I feel like… Yeah, because if he said to you that he's testing the relationship, how far you're willing to go… If he's saying that and your answer is yes, I'll go. And he's like, okay, like… You don't have to go. Like, I just wanted to see, like, if you really love me enough to go.
Ew. That's disgusting. I fucking hate that kind of thing. Ew. That's gross.
But, like, I couldn't do a long distance. I would just be like, just go back to Canada. We're good. I just see you when you get back. FaceTime me.
He's moving back to Canada this year and wanted to see if the relationship was real. No, I'm not gonna go. All right, but Bumble is Bumble. You know what I mean? You can meet another boy in
Bumble
your city.
Is Bumble.
Yeah, so, that was the show, guys. Again, before we go, we have our WWJD at thedivestudios.com as an email and also YouTube. Dive Studios. We have Twitter, Instagram at WWJD_podcast. Yes, and there's free giveaways. I don't know if there's. It's over. The free gives away over, so you're dumb if you didn't get it. We have our number.
I didn't get it either, so.
+1-209-322-9953. iTunes review. Please review and rate.
And guys, if you want to find me on social media, my Instagram is at Jellystagram. JellyStagram. So yeah, see you
and
there.
And mine is GmanXJamie.
Bye.
And see you next time.
What would Jamie do?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.